Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul, enriching lives with many possibilities. We embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hello there. And yes, it has been a long time since you have heard your show host on the air, Brown Sugar. I am just really, really blessed and happy, merry, belated Christmas for those of you who I did not get the opportunity to share that with. And then we got Happy New Year's coming up shortly. Within the next 3 days, it will be 2012. Can you stand it? We've got a lot of great things going on for the upcoming year. So many wonderful miracles and blessings that God has in store for you. But today, I just kind of wanted to recap. You know how I do. I like to have shows where we just sit back, relax. Those of you in the chat box, I want to say thank you so much for joining Brown Sugar Radio today. And this is a wonderful time for us just to look back and reflect on the year of 2011. You know, what would you like to change? What things are you grateful for? And certainly, what is it that you feel you have learned in this year? Every year brings wisdom. Every experience brings a new sense of appreciation. And that's what it is that I have found this past year. 2011 was a year with many ups and downs. I've had some wonderful things happen in my life that have changed my life for the better, and then I have had some tragic things happen that have changed it. I don't want to necessarily say for the worse, but it has definitely changed it and made an eye-opener, because certainly I do believe in God's word where it says what the devil meant for evil, God turned into good. And so many of my followers on Twitter and friends and listeners on Facebook know that on October 31st, my family had a tragic loss with my niece, Faith Love, and it was very, very hard because we were out and just trying to have a good time as children at trick-or-treating, and I took them out, and my niece got hit and killed by a drunk driver, and it took me a while to actually even speak about it on the air. Because naturally, you know, that's an area that was dear to my heart, and I had to take some time to grieve. And so on December 31st, two more days from today, will be 2 months from the date that it happened. So it's still fresh in our family, and it's a wound that definitely will take some time to completely heal, if even completely heal. But one of the things I want to get out there is make sure, take the time, ladies and gentlemen, to enjoy your family. You know, we never know the day, we don't know the hour, when it's going to be our time. My niece was blessed with 12 wonderful years here on earth. And for her to be so young, you know, at the end of the day, I can honestly tell each and every one of you that I know she was very happy that night. Now, I've received mixed emotions because I have those that are in support of the children going out, having a good time, just being kids. And then you got those that say, well, you know what? I don't really celebrate Halloween because that's the devil's day. And, you know, if you wasn't out there trick-or-treating, maybe this wouldn't have happened. But you know what? This is what I say to that. God knows from the moment that we were born, he knows when he's going to call us back home. He knows the day. He knows the hour. He knows that moment. He knows where we're going to be. And everything is in his divine purpose and will. So rather it was, you know, us being outside or being inside, whatever was the case, God had a purpose in this. And one thing that I want to share is that we have started a Faith Love Foundation. It's at Citibank, and we're raising an awareness for driving under the influence. Now, the gentleman that hit my niece was supposedly under the influence of prescription drugs as well as alcohol. So we have a combination of things that are going on here. Please make sure if you have to take medication, and on the label it states, do not operate machinery, do not drive, listen to doctor's orders. Listen to your physician because it's important that you take that time and you do what you feel that you have to do as far as being safe for yourself and being safe for others. You know, so please, you know, I just want to let each and every single one of you know that it is really important to be proactive when it comes to being safe. And make sure that, you know, children have fun, too. You have to balance it. We can't be so strict on our children where they don't have that opportunity to be kids. You know, and so that's my whole thing in a nutshell. Welcome, Jay Early, to Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you for joining me today. I see you there in my chat box. And I'm just kind of talking about this year, some of the ups and downs that I've had. Some of the wonderful things that have happened in my life. Many of you know the engagement of my fiance, who's a very, very sweet man, and that happened on Valentine's Day of this year. And so just some wonderful things that are going forth. What are some things that you can be grateful for in your life? You know, we certainly all have our good days, and then we have some trying days, but through it all, we have to understand that there's a purpose in everything that God has set forth for us to do. You know, here's a poem that I'd like to read to give each of you some inspiration. And the amazing thing about this, it talks about be proud, you know, love who you are. Even if you're not where you want to be, if you might have fallen short of some of the goals that you've designed or that you may have set, you know, to achieve this year, just know that be proud of making an effort toward that goal. All right? This right here I want to dedicate to my loving niece, Faith Love. And, yes, her name was Faith Love. A lot of people, they hear her name and they get chills because faith in itself is a testament, and the word love certainly has a true, pure, authentic meaning. But Faith was such a courageous young lady and a bright, bright student. She was a straight-A student that attended middle school in seventh grade. And when I read this poem, it made me think of my niece because she would set her mind to achieve something, and she did it. You like to go beyond what's expected of you, and when you have a dream, you head out into the world to turn that lofty aspiration into an achievement. Many people wonder what sets a person like you apart from everyone else. It comes down to having an open mind and an open heart and a whole lot of courage. You're unafraid to sample new things, meet new people, and encounter what's sometimes uncomfortable. You're willing to make mistakes, learn from failure, and turn negatives into positives. You ask, will enough effort, what can't be accomplished? And with your spirit and your drive, you can accomplish anything. So just know that if you're not where you want to be this year for 2011, the moment you wake up, you have an opportunity to get it right again. See, that's how I look. God gives us 24 hours. We all live in a bank. You can choose to make deposits into your life, or you can choose to make withdrawals in your life. Where is it that you see yourself a year from now, 6 months from now, 10 years from now? It all depends on right now. What is it that you want to achieve? I tell my listeners all the time, you have to write down your goals. In Habakkuk, I believe it's 2:2, God's word says that you have to write the vision and make it plain. Even back then, in the Bible days, he was encouraging us to write down what it is we want to achieve in life. Because when you write down a goal, and even in Harvard University, it has been proven that you will achieve that goal. You have a greater success, a higher percentage rate of that goal coming to pass. It's something about writing it down and actually visualizing it and looking at the time that you have on this earth. None of us are promised tomorrow. What do you want to be remembered for? These are all the wonderful things that I thought of when I was sitting there at my niece's funeral this year. And as tragic as it was, God had to let me know that there's a greater purpose for her. Let me tell you something. The day that my niece had her funeral, we had about maybe 20 young teenagers and preteens all get together and give their life to Christ. It was amazing. Thank you, Jay. I do appreciate that. I also see Urban Soul in the chat room, as well as an anonymous guest. Those of you tuning in via Facebook and Twitter, I do appreciate the support. Thank you so much. Please continue to spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio. I certainly am wishing you a happy and prosperous new year as well. Thank you. I appreciate that comment. So anyway, like I said, her purpose was to draw other young people to God. My niece had got saved when she was 5 years old, and it was amazing to see that the lives that she had touched and to hear the stories and to see the pouring out of love and unity that took place at, everywhere from her candlelight visual. They had her principals there. They even had, the owner of the school, if that's even the proper word. There is a gentleman out here in Las Vegas, and his name is Mr. Sig Rogage, and he even attended my niece's funeral because he was so touched and moved by what she had brought to that school. And anyway, he's just so busy here in Las Vegas. He has a law firm, and he has various – he works with various organizations throughout the school district, and he was moved by my niece. He met her, and some great things had took place between those two, and he was very inspired to see such a young, bright, and ambitious young lady. And, you know, as I look and I think about her teachers that were affected and her peers, you know, and the reason I'm sharing my niece's story, this is as a testament to show that it's not the amount of time that you have on earth. It's what you do with that amount of time that you have. You can certainly change, you know, some great things in your life by only making a decision. You have to choose if you're going to be a leader or a follower. You have to choose if you're going to be strong or weak. You have to choose if you're destined for success or failure. Let's see here. Jay says, this is the time of year to sit at the drawing board and set your goals for 2012. Absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly, that you have to make sure you write some goals down and get some things in place as far as what it is that you want to achieve. Because, see, we have to, you know, really think about what it is that we don't want to do again. You don't want to keep repeating the same things over and over again, or else we're not learning anything. Then you become stagnated and you stunt your growth spiritually, emotionally, professionally, and even personally with relationships. You know, all different areas of your life will be affected if you don't choose to move and make some great things happen. So I've made a choice, you know, to do what I got to do in order to make some great things happen in my life. I have to decide to make it happen. I have to make a plan. I have to create a daily routine Does it mean that I may fall short sometimes of the goals that I set? Absolutely. Absolutely. But does it mean that you give up at the end of the day? Well, the old saying is, quitters never win. All right? So you can't move forward in life if you're always quitting something. You know, you got to have perseverance. Winners never lose. That's what it is in a nutshell. Keep the persistence in your life and your day-to-day activity. And that right there is what's going to propel you into the next level in your life. I do know that for me, 2011 was a year of transition. I often think about what Bishop T.D. Jakes said as the number one, meaning a new level in your life. One always represents a beginning of something. And that's exactly how I viewed this life. And so, two, I'm entering a second level in this life in 2012. You know what's funny? How many of y'all seen that movie 2012? I'm not watching that mess. I'm not looking at it because I'm telling you. I've been told that people who have watched that movie have literally, some of them have been admitted into mental institutions and had to get therapy and all kind of stuff was jumping off. I'm not the one. I am not the one to try to put unnecessary stress and mental agony on myself. I have enough going on in my life. But I was told it was a movie that really can shake you up if you're not grounded and you don't have the type of faith that you need in order to move forward in life. And just absolutely crazy. People were really insane, losing their mind. And I'm not really one for that kind of stuff. I'm just like, I'm cool on that. But I do know that if you believe that you're going to achieve great things, they will certainly happen. My fiance shared with me a movie, and it was, I think it was called The Secret, actually, is the name of it. And it talks about the law of attraction and how you can make great things happen in your life by just wanting it. Often in life, we talk about things that we don't want, and so that's what we end up attracting. Now, please, for my Christian listeners, this is by any means not knocking what God can do in our life. I do believe that God has two wills, though. Number one is his permissive will, the one because we have free will in our life and he allows us to make our own choices. Sometimes he'll sit back and let us learn from the mistakes and choices we've made, which is his permissive will. But then on the other hand, when we take time to pray before we make huge decisions in life or even little decisions, a choice at all, pray and ask God, what is the right thing to do? If you pray, then you act. Once God has answered you, that is his divine will. That is what he has planned and purposed for your life. So with that said, I truly believe that we have the ability to walk in God's divine will if we only operate in prayer, faith, and obedience. And that's, in my opinion, what ends up happening to most of society is that sometimes we make choices in life that we have to look at and say, was this what God designed for my life? Is this where he truly sees me? Because I do know that God's word says his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. So are we thinking too small? Are we thinking, you know, listen, this is the best that I can do because God says you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You have to believe that you have the ability to do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And that's exactly where I'm at right now, even with having setbacks. I do know that in everything there's a lesson to be learned. There's something that God has to get out of it. He will put you sometimes through the roughest events in your life. And when you look back, one of the analogies that I always love to use is the caterpillar. All right, y'all following me here. And I've told this story to my children when they struggled and faced adversity in life, and they look at me like, Mom, help, help, help. Depending on what type of adversity it is, some of it they can handle on their own. And I told them, I said, listen, the caterpillar, if we were to go and cut that cocoon open during the midst of the transition that God has that caterpillar going through, that caterpillar will open, will break out of that cocoon that we cut open, and it'll dwindle up and die. And the reason being is because it, the struggle that it takes to rock back and forth, to squeeze back and forth, scientists have shown that that same motion that they're going through, you know, and that same struggle that they're breaking through that cocoon is the same motion they use to spread their wings and fly when God has transformed them into a butterfly. So I need you to know that you are in transition. If you're going through some things right now and you feel like God has left you, he hasn't left you. What he's doing is he's strengthening you. And he's having you go through that motion and that transition to rock back and forth, because when it's time for you to get up there and you got to spread your wings and fly, you'll be able to fly all over the world if you choose to. You can conquer anything. And so I love it how my mom used to always share with me is, you know, if I give you a fish, you'll eat for one day. But if I teach you how to fish, you'll eat for a lifetime. And that's truly the lesson and the moral of the story. We have to sometimes go through difficult things. And yes, I know this has been one of the most difficult years that I have been through, 2011. Wow. I'm just really, really glad to welcome 2012, because I know that this was my year of growth. This was the year that I had to really go through a lot of various things, but just know and trust God, like, okay, wow, I didn't realize you would put me through this, but you trust me enough, you gave me the test, so I'm going to deal with it. I know that it's been all kind of crazy things happen, everything from, you know, Kim Kardashian getting married and divorced 72 days. I know Deion Sanders just recently allegedly filed divorce from his wife after I believe it was a 13-year marriage. It's just been some crazy, crazy things that have happened over the last few months of this year. I believe that Congress, we're still waiting on a decision for them. Has anyone heard for those millions of Americans that are unemployed? And they're seeking an extension. What happens? You know, if Congress does not approve it, then what? Then where do they go? Will crime be at an all-time high because people can't afford to buy groceries and things? These are some of the things we got to look at. Is poverty going to, you know, increase in statistics? These are all of the things that we have to look at. Troy Davis was one of the saddest. Oh, my goodness, one of the saddest stories this year. I know that I just truly wanted to just pour my heart out to his family. That was just unbelievably sad. I could not believe that that man had to go through that. You know, it was just something that I felt they should have taken their time on a little bit longer just to kind of really see. You know, it got a tremendous amount of publicity. And for some reason in my heart, I truly believe that that man was innocent. I really do. Then we had the Bishop Eddie Long story that had taken place. And many of you know that he was supposedly interacting with teenage boys, and then his wife filed for divorce, and then she pulled back. She reneged on the divorce. You know, I was also told that he's losing church members, supposedly. I'm not for sure on that, but this has been what some of the reports have stated. And so that was really heartbreaking to see a man of God. And I did several stories on it. I do see the listeners in the chat. Thank you so much for joining us today on Brown Sugar Radio. Just kind of recapping some of the things that happened this year in 2011. But Bishop Eddie Long, his story was really heartbreaking, because when you look up to a man of such a high stature, not saying that he has to be perfect, but be careful. You know, try to be careful and just know that you have so many people that look up to you, and it was greatly disappointing. That's like Bishop T.D. Jakes or something coming out on him, Oh, my goodness, I pray. There's no skeletons in the closet, nothing like that with Bishop T.D. Jakes or Joyce Myers. I even love Joel Osteen. But just people that you truly look up to and you admire. And just know that it's a huge disappointment in the community. So at this particular moment, you know, the best thing that we can do is just continue to just pray and know that, you know, we're only in control of our own actions. We really can't worry about all the things that are going on in the world. I am glad basketball's finally back in action after that lockout. That was crazy with football and basketball locking out. And you know, I think of this. Okay, these players and the owners and the whole shebang, the whole NBA organization, they make millions of money. I felt like, truth be told, it's people that are unemployed right now, looking for work, barely making it, getting by, and you can't take a pay cut. Now, get this, okay, people are barely affording to get to the games, all right, if at all. I'm sure a majority of Americans are viewing it on television, such as myself. But I feel that if you can give a little, you'll get more back. The more you give, the more you receive. And I just kind of felt like that entire situation. I understand, you know, players feel like they're worth a certain amount of money. Owners feel like they can only do so much. But, thank you, Jay. I do appreciate you coming to the show. All righty, you got the run. But, yes, I just feel that, you know, all this money that they make, why is anybody concerned about the money, saying, oh, well, I don't have enough to pay this or I can't do that. Now, it was a big shocker for me when Chris Paul was reportedly going to go to the Lakers. And they were saying because of the fact, you know, some of the smaller market basketball teams will struggle because, by all means, now the Hornets, they no longer have their NBA superstar. So that was another, you know, shocker to see that after everything I guess they have been fighting for in the NBA and just trying to keep everything, you know, legit and I guess they wanted it to be fair or evened out. I don't know what the NBA commissioner was looking at. But what I do know is that, come on, y'all, let's just get back to basics. Sometimes you've got to lose some to win some. You really do. And it was just crazy. You know, as far as being concerned with salaries or pay cuts or setbacks, whatever. It's like, you know what, let's just get back to playing basketball. I think some of these sports have become so commercialized now. You know, what happened to just good old-fashioned ball playing? You know, that's what we got to focus on now. Life has so many wonderful things to focus on. And why are we worried about, you know, losing out on material things, you know, because truth be told, what they make in a year, some people will never make in a lifetime. I think a lot of them should just be grateful to be employed, you know, and that goes all the way from, like I said, the NBA owners and managers to the players. You know, everybody is going to take a win if they can just work it out and make the tickets affordable for people to afford to see the games. So that's what they really need to be concerned with, people wanting to pay to go see them. Huh. So that's my little two cents for today. Just kind of wanted to wrap some things up, get it off my chest. Those are the things that I've been talking about. The new listeners joining us in the chat, you're welcome. The show will repeat, and you can listen to the show from the beginning if you're just now joining us. I want to say thank you so much to all the anonymous listeners in the chat. You can create a user account. It's complimentary. And please lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so that you can be notified when we have up-and-coming shows. I want to also give a shout-out and say have a happy and prosperous and healthy New Year. 2012 is going to be your year. I feel it. I know great things are going to happen. Why? Because you're going to believe it, and you're going to attract it, and you're going to make it happen. All right, well, it's about that time. You know I got to shut it down, but certainly I have enjoyed this time with my listeners. I wanted to spend some time with you. I hadn't been on the air in a while due to my holiday schedule with my children. I've been enjoying my family and fiance and just all my loved ones, but I know that this is a season to be given, and so I had to get on the air and show a little love and give back to my loyal listeners. So the quote that I have for today is, don't ever give up on your dreams. Be blessed and have a fantastic 2012. We'll be back at it again.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics. The latest fashion.
Health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove. And the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.